This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver police are investigating the death of a 14-year-old boy and asking for the public's help. Josias Aragon was killed outside the Southwest Recreation Center early Monday afternoon. Officials are asking if anyone saw anything or has surveillance camera footage from the area to contact the police department. Aragon would have been 15 yesterday. The Denver Broncos have named Damani Leach as their new team president. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
Leach brings 25 years of experience as a sports executive to the Broncos, who have undergone a top-to-bottom rebuild. He spent the last 3 years as chief operating officer of NFL International, where he oversaw the league's overseas operations. Co-owner and CEO Greg Penner said the Broncos' new ownership group wanted a dynamic, forward-thinking leader to guide the team. Leach replaces longtime executive Joe Ellis, who stepped down following the sale of the team. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado Springs City Council has approved new policies for special districts despite concerns from some residents. KRCC's Shauna Lewis.
Special districts are often created in new developments to finance, build, and operate public services like water, transportation, or sewer systems when the city can't. District property owners then pay for the services through taxes and fees, but some worry about the accountability and financial transparency of the districts and say not all of them are providing the services. They say the city's new guidelines for how they function do not address these issues. Colorado Springs has about 80 special districts. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
This is CPR News.